Hello there, science fans. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio. Semiconductors are the basis for much of our modern electronic technology. A semiconductor is a material that conducts electricity under some conditions, but not under others, thus enabling control of the flow of electrons. LEDs, or light-emitting diodes, are semiconductors. Most semiconductors are metal chips coated with silicon. Metals can conduct a flow of electrons. Silicon cannot conduct electron flow unless it undergoes a process of adding impurities called doping. This doping process enables two junctions to be produced, a P and an N junction. Electricity can then flow from the P to the N junction, but not in reverse. A diode is a simple semiconductor device. Electrons are passed through a silicone diode that has been doped. There are electron deficiencies called electron holes. Other electrons fill these holes, and the electrons fall to a lower energy level and release energy in the form of light. The light is emitted with little heat. Depending upon the substances added in the doping process, different colors of light can be produced. LEDs use less energy, last longer, are smaller in size, and have faster switching capacity than incandescent lights. LEDs are commonly used in automobile headlights, traffic signals, flashlights, and many other devices. I have a small flashlight with LEDs, and I can thus obtain a bright white light that's very valuable when there are power outages due to weather, which is unlikely in Syracuse. Ha! This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio.
Dr. Marvin Druger is a professor emeritus of biology and science education at Syracuse University. Catch Science on the Radio Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9:30 in the evening and Wednesdays and Fridays at 10:30 right here on WAER.